God gives wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. The NIV version reads, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." As we grow in our relationship with God, he will help us grow not only in knowledge, but also in our understanding of how to apply that knowledge. That is the definition of wisdom. Faith also is essential in our walk with the Lord. Unlike some worldly philosophers of Solomon's day and even today, God does not charge for his wisdom. It is freely given. Not only does God not charge for his wisdom, but he also provides other invaluable benefits. If we keep our trust in him by living lives reflective of his presence in our lives, God will be our protector, a shield. He will be our guardian on life's pathways. Now, that does not mean we won't have trouble along the way. Instead, God will be there to protect our souls. We too often focus on our physical well-being. However, our eternal salvation ought to be paramount in our lives. Even if we suffer physically our entire lives, that is nothing compared to eternity. Paul's words in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 reflect the spiritual nature of God's guardianship in our lives. Jude's words in Jude chapter 24 and 25 emphasize the depth of God's guardianship of believers. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." Question: what do you think? What was the best gift you ever received? What made it so? How do your reasons compare to the reasons why we value the gift of wisdom?